Life is made up of relationships. That song that we were just singing is one of the best that we have in our book to emphasize the kind of relationships that we have. Relationships here while we're living on earth, and that great relationship that we can have with God and with each other in that life that is to come. Can't you just imagine what it's going to be like when all God's singers get home and we're able to sing together? What we are having tonight in such singing like this is just a taste of what it's going to be like in heaven. Relationships, old and new. I've thought a great deal about what ought to be used tonight in this service with such a great group here. We anticipated so many of you new students and parents along with others. And this idea just kept coming back to mind. Relationships, old and new. That's what life is about, and that's what we're about, and particularly at this time. Two passages are being used tonight as a text that maybe would not normally be used in this subject, but present to us two principles that I want us to throw out and think about for a moment. One of these is a text that has to do with the family in Matthew 19. Jesus said there, when he was talking about many things relative to the family, that a man is to leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Now, I just want to pull that statement out of that verse tonight. That there is a time that somebody leaves somebody and cleaves to somebody else. And then over in the 23rd chapter of Matthew, in what is a rather stinging sermon that Jesus preached to the Pharisees, in which he condemned them for many things, he says in verse 23 that they had a problem of paying tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. And now notice this statement. These ought ye to have done, and not to have left the other undone. Now, think about those two statements that we pull, maybe to some extent out of the context, but putting them into the context of the overall teaching of the Bible on relationships. A man is going to leave his father and mother, and he's going to cleave to his wife, and there are some things that are important, and there are other things that are more important. And he says, you ought to have done these things that are of more importance, but don't leave out those other things either in life. And I suggest to you that those two principles tonight set a foundation for us to really look at this idea of relationships. Now notice in the first place, as suggested by these two scriptures, that relationships change. You and I don't stay the same. There are many factors that are involved in the changing relationships that we have. As we get older, every time we have a birthday, we're adding something in life. We're adding more days in life. We're changing in different ways, and age may to some extent change our relationships. Where we live and the changing of where we live may affect those relationships. Some who have lived in a certain area all their lives may now be changing to be living in another area for a while, and that's going to have its effect on the relationships. But whatever number of factors we mention, the fact remains that relationships in life change. There are just not many relationships that stay exactly the same day in and day out. There are changes that take place. Many of these changes in relationships are somewhat new. Maybe we're facing some situations today that we've never faced before in life. And in the real sense, each one of us is facing a new day, another day that the Lord has made. And tomorrow we'll all be facing another new day, and in that sense, all of us are involved in this. But in a special way, several of you that are in this building tonight are making some changes in your relationships. There are some youngsters in this audience tonight that are starting to kindergarten this year for the first time. That's a new relationship. They've never been in that specific setting before. There are some of our youngsters that are just a little bit older that'll be going into the junior high level of education this year. There are some changes there, some changes in relationships. In some instances, young people who have been in one classroom with one teacher at that level begin to go into different classrooms with different teachers on a schedule basis. There are some new changes, some new relationships that will be there. And there will be some new students in that new school who've not been in class before. There will be some new friendships that will begin at the junior high level. There are some of you teenagers that are here tonight who are beginning high school this year for the first time. You're going to have some new relationships, some different relationships. You will have some opportunities and you will have some responsibilities that you've never had before. You will develop some new ties with people that you may not have known before, and there will be new relationships. And in a very special way, there are so many of you that are in the audience tonight who are coming to Freed Hardeman University to begin your college education, who will be beginning today, some of them already begun, beginning today and tomorrow and this week some very new relationships. Some that will last for a lifetime. Some, no doubt, that will last into an eternity. You'll be related to people and dealing with people and making decisions relative to people in a way that you never have before. These will be new relationships. And there are those that graduated from Freed Hardeman last year, some that are in the audience tonight, who are now in a different relationship, either going on to higher education or maybe having married and begun a home. Some of you that are in the audience tonight are expecting your first baby. In just a few weeks, there'll be another relationship in that family, another relationship in life. Life is just full of new relationships. And I suppose that there may be some new relationships that are beginning with some of the parents that are here tonight. Some of you are going to go back home tonight and tomorrow, and for the first time in about 18 years at least, and maybe longer than that, the only one you're going to have at home to talk to is the wife or the husband. You're going to have some new relationships. It's going to be a new relationship. Oh, it's going to be the same wife and the same husband, but it's going to be a new relationship. I know, I've been there. New relationships. Relationships in life change, and life is full of new relationships. But here's something that's extremely, extremely important. Folks, new relationships do not necessarily have to crowd out the old. Our hearts are big enough, and our lives are big enough to take care of the new relationships and keep the old. Go back with me to that passage in Matthew 19. A man is to leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Does that mean that the man's going to forget all the relationships that he's ever had with his dad and mother? Not in a million years. Does that mean that he's going to love them any less? Certainly not. It just means now that he's adding something, in this particular case, something that's one of the most important relationships that he'll ever have. And he's going to love his wife more than he loves anybody that he's ever loved on this earth. Second only to God himself. But even in that marriage relationship and the beginning of that new relationship, that doesn't mean that we crowd out the old. The old relationship may be just a little different now. We may not have as much time to put to that old relationship as we once had, and we may not look at it in exactly the same way, but let me say to you again, a new relationship does not need to crowd out the old. There's room for all of these. Those of you particularly that are coming to begin your university study and your participation at Freed Hardeman need to especially remember that. You're going to have many different relationships as far as education is concerned. You will find that the demands that are placed on your time in order to make the grade and in order to be successful as a student will take a great deal of your time. But young folks, let me appeal to you to never let that new relationship crowd out the old one that you've already developed with God. As important as an education is, and the longer we live and the longer the history of mankind goes on, the more important it becomes. And as important as what you are launching out into tonight in the field of education is to you, now and in your future, It's not as important as your relationship to God. It is sad to see someone who has grown up in a Christian family, who has had God held before them all their lives, who've become Christians for 18 years or so, have never missed a Bible study class, never missed a Sunday morning, Sunday evening worship, never missed an opportunity to worship and serve God, become so involved in that new relationship with education that they begin little by little by little to let that previous relationship go by the wayside. And if not completely by, at least not be on the level that it was before. The new relationship with the demands of education should not alter the old relationship, which ought to be a growing relationship. The old relationship that you have had with God. There are going to be more opportunities in the future, perhaps for all of us, but especially for you students, than you've ever had in the past. And I tell you, I know what I'm talking about. You're going to have some of the greatest opportunities that you've ever had. You'll have opportunities to be involved in social activities that are different and important. You'll have an opportunity to be involved in community activities. You'll have an opportunity to develop friendships with individuals and with groups in a way that you never have before. But the development of those new relationships with opportunities cannot allow us to put aside the basic principles of life and forget those principal relationships that we've had with honesty and decency and with morality down through the years. New relationships can develop without doing away with those old relationships to the basic principles of life. And there will be room for you to work in any relationship that you can develop with another person and with all the people in this area without violating those principles of honesty and decency and service and commitment to the Word of God. And let me just say in passing, particularly to you parents, commitment to the Word of God is one of the main ideas that stands foremost in the minds of our elders and those of us who stand in this pulpit to preach the Word of God. And we want you to know that as your young folks come into our area to join us in our work, that we're interested in helping them to make the most of these new relationships, but to keep that old commitment to the Word of God, to God Himself, to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and to the Bible as it is. And I suggest to you, as strongly as I know how tonight, that we do not need to compromise any of the basic principles of Christian living in order to open up for these new relationships and opportunities that come into our midst. The new relationships do not need to crowd the old ones out. When we're talking about relationships, we're talking about people mainly. First of all, our relationship with God, but then within that framework, the rest of it has to do with people. People related to people in different ways. And new people relationships do not need to crowd out the old. You and I can cleave to every new relationship that is needed. We may have to leave in some ways, but we surely do not need to forget and to leave behind those relationships that have always been there. Some of you students that are in this audience tonight and are on this campus for the first time as a student are going to develop some of the greatest relationships with people that anybody could ever have. I heard our president of Freed Hardeman telling a little story the other day about all the college presidents that had gold phones in their office, and the end of it was that all these were direct lines to heaven, and the one in Henderson was not long distance. I like that, because I believe that there is a sense in which we are just a little closer to God, not the distance of a telephone line, but because of the people that are involved in this area. The people that are involved in this congregation, the people that are involved as teachers and on the staff of the university. I look forward to next Sunday. Brother Sewell, the president of the university, is going to speak next Sunday morning, and I'm going to speak next Sunday night on the same subject, standing side by side. I look forward to that day. Because I believe that embodied in this idea is exactly what I'm talking about, that there's something that we have here in human relationships, people relationships, that you just could not find it exactly like this anywhere else on the earth. And young folks, as you become involved in this, you're going to develop relationships with your teachers, with the staff, with the local people in the community, with other students. That's going to ask for some of your time. But let me appeal to you. That need not do away with that relationship that you have with dad and mother and with your family back home. And if there's ever a time that you ought to take the time to appreciate what dad and mother have done, and not only what they have done, but what they're going to be doing in the next 4 years or whatever time is involved in helping you to have some of the opportunities that we're talking about tonight. My dad and mother never had an opportunity to go to college, but they worked their fingers to the bone to give me that opportunity. And many of you tonight that are sitting in this audience as freshmen at Fried-Hardeman, and others that are in the other years and other levels of study, have parents, some of whom are here tonight and others that are at home, that are there working and praying for you. Don't ever forget that. And whatever new relationships there are, need not crowd out the old. There is room for both. Make new friends and keep the old. The one is silver, the other is gold. There's ever been a time when that was true. It's in the area of the thoughts that are before us tonight. Life is made up of relationships. Relationships are going to change. Relationships are going to come in new forms. There will be new relationships made. And yet there is no reason to do away with the old. Remember that principle there in Matthew 23? He says, these ought you to have done and not leave the other undone. I want to apply that in the sense of relationships tonight. Folks, young and old, and those of us that are a bit older than the students tonight need these principles too. There are so many opportunities for us to develop relationships with others, but we don't have to leave the other things undone. As we develop the new relationships, there's room for the old. There are two danger signals that come up in this. Sometimes we're so tied to the old relationships that we're afraid to step out into the new. And that's not good. Oh, I'm not going to tell you tonight that there won't be some lonesome feelings. I'm not going to tell you that some of you won't be homesick. But if your experience is like mine, you'll find that things are so busy in Henderson, Tennessee, you won't have time to be homesick long. But don't be so tied to the old that you can't open your eyes and see what's on the horizon and what's ahead of you and what the opportunities are here. But then to the other extreme. Don't allow yourself to become so involved and so enthusiastic about the new relationships that you forget the old. Don't ever forget dad and mother back at home. And there is time to write a letter. There is time to make a telephone call. There is time to let the younger brother or sister back at home let them know that you miss being able to fuss and fight with them. And it won't be long until you'll be back and continue that old relationship in the way it was. I believe really there's those two basic dangers that we have, and we need to be aware of these and watch them. Don't let your ties to the old relationship hinder you from developing every good new relationship that you can. And number two, don't let all the new relationships crowd out the old. Again, that little verse, make new friends and keep the old, the one is silver, the one is gold. Again, as we started with the statement tonight, life is really made up of relationships. And we here at Henderson want to do everything that we can to help you and us. It's not just you, it's you and us, it's us all together. Develop the greatest number of meaningful relationships that we can in life. But above all, having said everything we've said tonight, to develop that lasting relationship with God that can go beyond this life and live with Him in that eternity that is to come. Folks, that's what life's about. Having the right kind of relationships with people here so that we can have the right kind of relationship with God here so that we can have that anticipated relationship with God in heaven. And you know, it's just simple. It's just one way to do that. That's be a Christian. That's why we encourage people to become Christians. That's why we extend the Lord's invitation and remind you of it. That's why we teach what the Bible teaches about being baptized as penitent believers. That's why we encourage people to come back when they've gone astray, to have the right relationship with people here, that we might have the right relationship with God here and enjoy that eternal relationship yonder. And if that relationship with God is not what it ought to be, make your way to the front and let us help you get that relationship right. Right now, as together we stand and sing.
The voice of the Savior says, come. The cross where he died is in sight.
Now.